there's an expression called shtisim mitlokshin, right? So what's the makarta shtisim mitlokshin? Where does that come from? Shtisim mitlokshin. This you mamish can't make up. So he says, I'm going to tell you the makar to the expression shtisim mitlokshin. This is a raid bite onto itself. He says, there was a yid that once went and he was talking and learning to the Rogachava. And they were handling a riziga kasha. So everyone knows, we've spoken about this kasha many times over the years. Tosfos in Masechtas Kedushin Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph discusses the first year that the Yidden entered Mitzrayim, so it was Erev Pesach. And they had a chiv to eat matzah on Tetzvav Pesach, be'erev toichlu matzahs. The problem is that all the tefillah was chadash. You don't bring the carbon omer until Tezayin. So how were they able? And it's a whole asik. So Tosfos brings from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, I don't know what the problem was. Yove yasei dachilas matzah, v'yit chalois hasei de'isa chadash. Let that snei of matzah be doicha de'isa chadash. So Tosfos says two truths. One teretz Tosfos says is that the asei of matzah was an asei delifnei adibur, and asei delifnei adibur can't be doicha. The second teretz Tosfos says is that it's gzeira k'zayis rishayinu otu k'zayis shnei. And because of that gzeira, that's why it was a problem. So the Velt asks Akasha, that I understand the Yerushalmi, I understand this whole toisus. You want to say to be doicha loisa, I say there's a problem. You know what the problem is? We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan that chatzi shir is awesome in Atayr. Right? Chatzi shir is awesome in Atayr. So chatzi shir is awesome in Atayr. So how could you have an asay doicha loisa, I say? The minute this person starts eating the chadash, he's being over the isra deiraisa, albeit the isra of chatzi shir. The mitzvah, he's not going to be mekayim until he eats the full shir. So you don't have that say doicha loisa, I say. Being that chatzi shir is awesome in Atayro, so how could that say a matzah be doicha the isra chadash? As soon as you start eating the chadash, you have the chatzi shir awesome in Atayro, you don't have that say till late. Now, the truth is, it's telling the Mishul Melech's chakira, because Kiyadua, the Mishul Melech, clears whether just like we say chatzi shir by Yisurim, do you also say chatzi shir by mitzvahs? So if a person would eat a half a zayas of matzah, does he get a mitzvah or not? So if you're going to take on the tzad of the Mishul Melech's chakira, that is chatzi shir by mitzvahs, okay, then it's good. Just like chatzi shir is awesome in Atayro, but you also have the chatzi shir by mitzvahs, so you have the same tchiyah. But if you're going to name on the other side of Mishul Melech's Chakira, that there's no chatzin shir b'mitzvahs. So what? Toisvahs kashu, what's fake to Yerushalmi Yovah Yaseh the matzvah yitcholois Yaseh the chadosh? L'chayr, chatzin shir rasam and atayr, you're going to have the iser chadosh before you make in the mitzvah matzah. This is the Velt's kash. So there was a Yid who was talking to the Rogachava. And he told the Rogachava going, so I have an etzah. A geshmak eitzah. You don't like this. The Gemara says in Yuma Daf Ayin Dalam Adalf, why is it chazi shiz awesome in Atayra? It's because it's chazi litztarufe. Meaning, really, if you eat a half a zayas, it shouldn't be a problem. But being that you could eat another half a zayas, and if you'd eat another half a zayas, now already you would have eaten the entire shear. So because it's chazi litztarufe, that's why the chazi zayas is going to be awesome. So the Yid told the Rogachov a charifus. He says, oh, that's the teretz to the Velt's kasha. He says, because what are you telling me? You're telling me you can't eat chadosh matzah because of chatzi shir. Chatzi shir is only aser because you might eat another half. If you eat another half, then you will be mekayim the mitzvah, and then you'll have the asay doichalos asay. And if that's the case, it shouldn't be a problem. What's the kasha? The kasha: when I eat the chatzi shir, I don't have the tchiyah, but when I eat the full shir, I will. The only reason chatzi shir is aser is because it's chazilit tarufe, because I can always eat the other half, and because I can always eat the other half, so therefore it comes out when I eat the minute I'm over the iser, I'll have the eser, and at that point you'll have the tchiyah. So the Rogachava heard what the Yid said; he was very excited, and the Rogachava told him shtisim. Mitlokshin. So what does this mean? So the Rogachava said, it's true that chatzi shir is awesome in Atayra only if you eat another half. But this Yid who eats a half a zayas of chadosh, in order for him to be over the Issa, does he have to eat another half a zayas of matzah? What would be if he eats another half of a zayas of lokshin? He would also be over the Issa. Right? The point is, chazilitz darufe means you have to eat a full zayas of chadosh. The chadosh doesn't have to be matzah. The chadosh could be some other form of dagon. And in Pilashoyne Azov Shal Aragachava, he said it could be lokshin. And if you would eat a half a zayas of matzah chadosh and a half a zayas of lokshin chadosh, you wouldn't have the mitzvah and you wouldn't have the eser deichalos asay. And if that's the case, your teretz is not good. So he came with a whole charifas to the Rogachava, and the Rogachava heard what he said, and the Rogachava said shtesim, or maybe shtosim, mitlokshin, and said Rav David Kohn Shlita. It was from that response of the Rogachava, this story made its rounds, that any time a Yid innocently says something that shtusim, sometimes it's not just shtusim, but it goes down as shtusim mitlokshin. Either way, this is just a little bit of a toyameh of what's happening in this sefer Yiddish, Hasofa HaKdoisha, and I think it gives new meaning to the immortal words of Rav in Masechta Sukkah. Daf Chaf Aleph on the base, where the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Acha Bar Ado, va'amri lo Amar Rav Acha Bar Ado, Amar Rav Amnuna, Amar Rav." Minayin shafilu sichas chulin shal talmud shal talmide chachamim tzricha talmud shenemar v'aleyu lo yibol sichas chulin shal talmide chachamim. Yiddish is a sofa hakidusha, and really all the expressions and all the slang are yisoydam baharei kodesh me'atanach ha-talmud v'amedrish. This is just a flash of brilliance from Hagoyin David Kohnschlit. Should be gesund, should be able to continue to be a manig and to paskin all the kushyos and shailos hachamurois in the world, and to be marbitz teir and to put out svarim. And we will stop here.